Listener Production.
Hey, Tessa Randella here with the latest. The Premier's weighed in on the decision for Hobart City Council to move citizenship ceremonies off of January 26. It was changed last night when the city voted 6-5 to move the event's date to Jan 23 instead. Premier Jeremy Rockliffe says it's not his decision.
Thing is, well, first it's the council's decision themselves, but for me it's all about respect and respect for all. We recognise how disenfranchised, of course, our First Nations people, Tasmanian Aboriginal people, and I understand the hurt that they feel in celebrating the National Day as presented.
We could feel the pinch of the cost of living more in Tassie this year. A new report from Deloitte predicting household consumption expected to fall, while the property investment looks to fall 7% in the next year. Briefly, the price of groceries are also rising. In the last 3 months, Coles and Woolies saw a 9.2% rise in the cost. If you need a new licence number from that Optus breach last year, you'll need to get it done by Friday. That's the cutoff from Services Tasmania. As Jack Jumpers members continue to grow, the Tassie side is keen to see MyState Bank Arena capacity rise along with it. The arena can currently hold around 4,300 people, while memberships are well above that at 6,100. And one Tasmanian's walking around with $900,000 and they don't even know it. Someone in the States won that money in Saturday night's lotto. Steve Smith continued his stunning Big Bash form following up from last week's twin centuries with 66 off just 33 balls in last night's victory over the Hurricanes. Former test keeper Brad Haddins told listeners Willow Talk Smith's form should see him return to the national T20 side.
He's made a bit of a statement. Aaron Finch looks like he might give away the white ball game. Maybe Steve Smith sees a spot at the top of the order in 2020.
Tonight, the Renegades host the Strikers.